How different do the Packers look without 12?
Well, I think, you know, he's a hard guy to replace. I mean, that might be an understatement, but, you know, I think he's stepped in there. He's got good mobility. I think he's got, good arm strength. He's got all the physical tools. You know, now it's just a matter of getting playing time with the guys around you. You know, I thought he was, he basically plays most of the Minnesota game and the last two games. So, on three games work, I thought this past one was his best games thus far.
You're kind of going through it with Mitchell. It's really got to be just incremental steps, doesn't it, when you have a young quarterback just getting going?
Yeah, I think for sure. You know, talking to our media today, I mean, I alluded to that. And, you know, it's, every live football experience is, is different. And, and it's different for the guys around you. You know, we went to the first four games with Mike Glennon and then, made the change the second quarter of the second half of the season with Mitch since Minnesota. I've seen him get better, so. There's so many different situational things that happen in football that you think you've got them all, but then something new pops up.
Cool. When you know a quarterback is ready to kind of be unleashed a little bit, whether it's the plays you call or giving him freedom at the line of scrimmage to do some stuff, when is a quarterback ready to handle some of that or handle more of it?
I think you get a feel for their presence in the huddle. There's a comfort level. In Mitch's case, he was just new this year, in our offense. As really our, all three quarterbacks were, to be honest with you. So that was a little bit tough for our, offensive staff, trying to get three guys ready all through camp, even all through the offseason. If you've got a guy that's more familiar with your system, I think it makes it a little bit easier of a transition. But, like I said before, it's still nothing like, the on-field experience, with, all your teammates. Because they're getting used to you just like you're getting used to them, and it takes that.
Without Rodgers at quarterback, how much of that, from a defensive standpoint, that game film from September, are you able to even utilize and analyze and carry over to here? I mean, do you look at it at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely look at it because they're not totally changing their system. There's parts of the offense that aren't going to change regardless of who the quarterback is. There's some zone read things. I think they're more, likely to run with, Brett than they were with Aaron. We've seen evidence of that on tape, since he's been in there. But they haven't changed their offense. They're still utilizing their weapons just like they always have.
John, with Trubisky, what's the most important thing he brings to your offense that maybe you didn't have or didn't see before you made that switch?
Well, I think, not just blaming Mike. I think, we as a football team, in our first four games, we had two games, one in Tampa and one at y'all's place, where we, we're a turnover machine, and you're not going to win like that. I think we were minus four the night we played y'all. Some of those were short fields, and, it's too good of an offense to give them that many extra possessions and opportunities. So, so the turnovers have been the biggest thing. I think we've minimized that. And then on the other side of the ball, over the last three games, we've taken it away eight times. So, that's helped our record and helped our cause in this last four-game stretch.
Hey, John, Turgot was your defensive coordinator in Carolina the year you went to the Super Bowl, right?
Right, yep.
What do you think of him as a coach, having worked with him? And he seems happy as a defensive line coach. He's obviously pretty accomplished. But what do you think of him as a coach? And if he ever wanted to be a coordinator again, how do you think he'd do?
Well, I think he's doing an outstanding job. I think he's definitely capable, and he's a guy that I've stayed in contact, over the years, even before I even came back, came to Chicago. Mike and I and his family have been good friends for some time. Going back to really, he was on my first year as a head coach in Carolina, as the D line coach. And then when Jack Del Rio got hired to go to Jacksonville as a head coach, I elevated Mike, and he did a terrific job. And he's definitely, I'm sure he's a big part of, what they're doing there. I know Dom's the coordinator, but, Winston Moss is a guy that played for me at the Raiders many moons ago. And so I'm familiar with some of the guys on defense, and they do a great job. And, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Mike was the coordinator again.
Speaking of defense, you mentioned turnovers before, but beyond that, what are you guys doing so much better since you guys played here a month or so ago?
Well, I think it was hard to really judge how we played defensively in that game because, there's so many of the short fields, and, Aaron's no fun, you're getting the ball first and goal at the five. I think, we've just executed better. I think, we had a salty close game against Minnesota. We went to, Baltimore and won, and we, beat Carolina here, and then we went to New Orleans and lost a, close game in New Orleans. So, they're playing pretty hot right now. So, I just think we're executing better and, playing better team defense.
Looks like, John, you've really gotten what you want out of rotating as many D linemen as you have this year.
Yeah, I mean, we've been like everybody. I think injuries are up a little bit, and you get different lineups rolling through there. But, we've got a little bit more depth, and I think that's helped us more than anything. And, obviously creating a wave up front, it's been my experience, it helps your pass rush.
John, we just talked with Josh Sitton before you called. What's it been like to have his presence on your offensive line in your locker room the past season and a half?
Well, he's been a great addition. I think Josh is really, really smart. I think guys gravitate to that because he understands defenses. He understands, how it relates to, the calls we're making. And, I think he's been a good, sounding board for all of those guys. We're fairly young, and he's got a good football intelligence, which I think always helps. And, the guys gravitate to him.
John, Josh mentioned running the ball 50 times or whatever against Baltimore, covering the Packers. We don't see that happen very much around here. What's that like to get that going, and what does that do to a game when you're able to just pound and pound and pound the way you guys were in that one?
Yeah, I think if you ask a lineman, any lineman I've ever been around, they'd rather go forward than go backwards. And that's kind of the description of run blocking and pass blocking. They enjoy it. I think they feed off of it. I haven't met a lineman yet that doesn't like running the ball. And so it's a mindset, and we've got a couple decent backs back there, and, trying to break in a young quarterback, is something that, we've leaned on really all season, and particularly over the last four games.
Did you have to say anything to Danny Trevathan after the hit on Adams up here?
Not really. I think, in all honesty, he was just playing football. I don't think, I know the young man. I drafted him when we were in Denver at the University of Kentucky, and he's, he's not a malicious guy. He's not one of those repeat offender guys. He plays pretty clean, and I think, I know he talked to him, and, none of that's intentional. We had a guy go down in, New Orleans, last game. And, one thing I can say about players in this league, they all know that could be them. So, both teams usually, are usually upset about any player that gets injured. It was no different with Devontae, and, I'm sure, Danny's talked to him, but I don't think any of these guys try to go after people intentionally.
John, how worried are you about Danny's availability, though, with the calf?
Right now we're just kind of day to day. It's been, since before the bye, it was in the New Orleans game that it happened. I think he left for a play, came back, finished the game. So, we kept him off of it today. We'll kind of see what tomorrow brings.
You've been around a lot of good running backs and seen a lot of them. What's made Howard so good for you guys?
Well, I think he's a guy that just gets better as the game goes on. It's a bit like Bobby Blows in a heavyweight fight. athlete. Some, he's got really good vision. He's bigger than people think, and he runs low pad level. And I think he gets stronger as the game goes on. You know, sometimes it's 3 to 4 yard runs turn into 7 to 8 yard runs. As the game wears on. So, we kind of like trying to build that.